Ignite Day, weekdays 1 to 4pm, East Coast Radio.
Interesting times, right? I hate that word, interesting times, or those words. I think I've told you this before, but I hate the new normal, unprecedented times, pandemic. All these words just kind of really make me nervous inside. And makes me think about life and where we currently are with life. And I'm always interested when people start talking about what's going to happen when life goes back to normal. We're seeing a lot of things happen and how we're doing business. A lot of people working from home, people talking about the fact that they may never be back in an office again. And that can kind of be, again, that word, new normal, during these unprecedented times. Not a couple of weeks ago, so I get to go back home to Joburg because I also have business there. And I took a flight back last week, and it was quite interesting to see how the aviation industry has also changed. And the one thing that I hope stays after all of this is how people disembark a plane. So heads up, if you are traveling on a plane sometime soon and you need to book a ticket, book it either at the front of the plane or the back of the plane, because that is most likely your opportunity to get off the plane first. Remember before when you'd land and how everyone would just kind of like jump up and you had all sorts of random body parts in your face and people were like walking over each other and would stand up even before the seatbelt light went off? Now that's not allowed. During this new normal, the first two rows in the front and the first two, or the last two rows in the back, disembark like that until you get to the middle, and then the middle people get off last. And I actually love this new rule, and I hope it sticks after, or when things go back to normal. And I've also been seeing a lot of interesting stories about how some other parts of the world have eased their lockdown and nightclubs have opened, but they've limited people. No longer will we ever have people gyrating up against us, random people or sweaty people, and there'll also be a limited numbers. There's actually a club in the Netherlands right now that only allows people to dance in their chairs. Bizarre, right? And gyms, I've heard that every second piece of equipment will be disabled. Going to a bar or restaurant, maybe also a completely different experience after this. So we want to hear from you on 061-792-9495. What do you think might never return to normal again after the pandemic?
Hi Vic, it's Mads here from Richards Bay. One thing I hope stays forever is in the queue, that social distancing,
yes.
That 1 meter. I love it. Because I used to crack up when people breathe in my neck or stand, you know, touch me from the back, or, I hate it. I always looked, you know, I just moved my arm a little bit with my bag, so
same.
I slapped him per accident in the belly or wherever they're touching me. Just because I hate when people touch me all the time, yeah, from the back, and they breathe and they cough and sneeze, and I hated that forever. So I love this new social distancing, but only in the queues. The rest we can enjoy. Bye.
Mads, you know, same. And I, you know what I do? I give them that look. So I look down on the floor where it says maintain social distancing at that sign, and then I give them the look. Because people also kind of forget that you need to keep the social distancing.
Hi, listening to what you guys are discussing now. One of the things that I think will never return to normal or the way it used to be is the emotional trauma that a child has to go through during this time. Not being able to play physically with your friends, not being able to go to school without a mask. I think that's that emotional trauma for a child will stick to them for the rest of their life, unfortunately, and that is a sad reality.
I also think if you're in school right now, this is like one of those years you'll never forget from years to come.
Hi Vic, hope you're well, hope your tattoo has healed.
It has.
Missed you last week.
Aww.
I think that schools won't be the same as they were before. I have a son that is in grade 6, and on Friday last week, when he came home, he told me, "Mom, my best friend doesn't want to talk to me like how he used before."
Aww.
And I asked him why. He says, "Mom, because of the virus, they think that if they come near me or if we interact with each other, we would get the disease.
But and, so yes, most likely social distancing.
I explained to him, this is what is going on, and this is how you'll have to behave in school.
That's very good. Thank you for letting him know, because it's still important, especially now. I mean, it's so nerve-wracking if you have kids and you're sending them to school. You're literally sending them out to face the wolves.
Hello. So I think what's going to change during the virus is blowing out birthday candles. I don't think anybody's going to be blowing on a cake in the near future. Bye.
I never blew out on a cake, even before this, because I always knew what blowing on a cake means, because you're when you're blowing on a cake, you're literally spitting on a cake for everybody else to eat. And Andy looks at me like her life has been changed, like she was 2 days old when she found out that you shouldn't blow on a cake.
I would like it if funerals stay the way they are, maximum of 50 people, just close friends and family.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.